Good morning. Welcome to worship at Abiding Love. Turn to somebody next to you and tell them, it's sunny and dry outside. Did you end up swimming home on Friday evening? We did after the wedding rehearsal. But it's good to be with you on this day as we celebrate the Eastertide, this time following the glory of the resurrection, wherein we take stock of everything that has happened and we discover its deeper meanings and truths for our own lives. If you're visiting with us today, we are delighted that you're here. And there are some books that'll make their way up and down our rows if you could give us a little contact information on you so we can continue to greet you in the time to come. But at this outset of our time together, I invite you to stand as we share in our Eastertide liturgy. Creating God, you call us by name and call us your own. You give to us the gift of your name. Almighty God, God of heaven and earth, source and ground of all being, God of justice, God of compassion, you give us the gift of your Son, in whose name we find presence and unity with you. Wonderful Counselor, Lord of life, Everlasting Prince of Peace, in the name that is above all names, you reveal your divine nature and essence. In the resurrection of your Christ, we receive the gift of new life. From your hand, we receive all that is needed for life to flourish. Grant now that we who gather in worship and praise may live into that name by which you call us. Children of God, disciples, apostles, body of Christ in the world you love. Amen.
Praise the Lord, O heavens, adore him. Praise him, angels in the height. Sun and moon rejoice before him. Praise him, gleaming stars and light. Praise the Lord, for he has spoken. Worlds his mighty voice prevailed. Laws which never shall be broken, for their guidance he has made. Praise the Lord, for he is gracious. Never shall his promise fail. God has made his saints victorious. Sin and death shall not prevail. Praise the God of our salvation. Hosts on high his power proclaim. Heaven and earth on all creation, Lord and magnify his name.
The grace of Jesus Christ our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory to Christ forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. For God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
Let us pray. God of grace, in your name is revealed the wholeness and fullness of you. We reach to you, seeking to name the wonder that is you. Imprint your name upon us so that we may truly become your people and live in the kingdom you are calling forth in the world. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our reading.
First reading is from the second chapter of Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his brother-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." He said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. "The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and I say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." He said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations.'" And the word was with God.
The word was God.
We will read responsively Psalm 138. "I give you thanks, O Lord, for my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul.
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth.
They shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
For though the Lord is not high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he receives from far away.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me.
The second reading is from the 22nd chapter of Revelation. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. There will be no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. For the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must take place." And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
Please stand if you are able for the gospel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. I invite our young'uns to come up.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the Lord's house." I was glad when they said unto me.
Come on, Oliver. Come right on up. It's so good to see everybody today. After all of this rain, having a nice sunshiny day to gather is just a blessing. It's always good to be together in this place, and it's good to have you here. We're talking today about the names of God. God is love for you and me, for you and me. God is good. God is peace.
God is peace.
God is love.
God is love
for you and me, for you and me. These are things that we say about God, and they're almost like names for God. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, we say in our song, "God is peace." One of his names in the Bible is Jehovah Shalom. You want to try that? Let's say it together. Jehovah Shalom. Yes, Oliver, that is God. Jehovah Shalom means God is peace or God of peace. It's a beautiful way to think about God. God is peace itself. So this becomes another name by which we can praise God, by which we can speak to God in prayer. Oh, God of peace, bring me peace. Just lots of different names, and all of them so good. God is good, God is good. God is peace, God is peace. God is love, God is love. For you and me, for you and me. God is goodness and peace and love and so much more. Amen? Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship today. You can be peace and goodness and love too. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So stay tuned on this naming issue. There's so much more as we dig deeper, delve into this idea of the onoma, the name of God. We get it from the very beginning. Genesis, Genesis means the beginning. And Scripture begins with, in the beginning, God. Right up front, we get God introduced in the cosmos. Before anything is formed, in the darkness, in the formlessness, the chaos, as Scripture describes it, is God. God is in the beginning. And we get God beginning to be expressed in all of creation. Creation is a name of God. It's a part of the onoma, the full expression and revelation of God. Creation itself names God in all of its beauty, in all of its wonder, in all of its terror. Creation names the Creator. And of course, we have all of the stories of people beginning their association, their relationship with this God, as God constantly seeks to reveal God's self, give the gift of God's self to the creation and to the creatures God has made. People begin to apprehend that. They begin to receive that. And they begin to identify that this is not just any God. This is God, God. This is the God of our ancestors. God is revealed, God is named as the God of the patriarchs, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. Then we get this marvelous experience with Moses in the wilderness. Moses on a wilderness journey. I'm still reveling in this time we spent together during Lent. We're still making sense and meaning out of everything that we discovered there. Wilderness journeys. And Moses is on one when he encounters a bush that shimmers with flaming light and is not consumed. And as he approaches, he begins to realize he's having an experience of the divine. And this voice calls to him and identifies God's self as, I am God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm calling on you now. My people are in bondage and I'm calling on you to lead them out. I have a job for you to do, Moses. And this really, in a very real sense, is the first time that we get God introducing God's self to humanity by name. Moses asks him, people are going to wonder who sent me on this chore? Who set this task for me? Who shall I say commissioned me for this role of leading your people out? And God says, tell him, Hayah sent you. In Hebrew, we get the first time God speaks God's name on behalf of humanity. Tell him, Hayah, I am, sent you. And Hayah is this way of identifying being, existence, becoming. These are the things that Hayah means in Hebrew. It's a verb. And I think there's just divine brilliance in that. God's name is a verb. Isn't that beautiful? God's name is an action verb. God's name is being, becoming. revealing, giving the gift of self, God always, throughout history. Then we have an addition in this same discourse with Moses. God says, Hayah Asher Hayah. He adds a relative pronoun, for you other English majors out there. A relative pronoun is one thing that refers a thing to another thing or a person to another person, relates to things or people, right? You're going to get a quiz on this, so you might want to take that down. Hayah Asher Hayah. I am that I am. Or I am who I am. Can be translated either way. But this connection between being and existence and forcefully articulating that as literally God's self. God is being itself. This one who speaks creation into being, who is continually creating and renewing, redeeming and restoring. This is the God of the ongoingness of being. Profound. And I can just imagine Moses standing there saying, yeah, I am that I am sent me. And yet, this is the way in which God is disclosing God's self to humanity. Something of the enormity, the wonder, the mystery of God's self coming into human capacity. Is that even possible? And yet it's a beginning. God has made the overture. God has made the introduction. And we go on from there. We have all kinds of names for God in Scripture. In the Hebrew Testament alone, we have lots of names for God. We have two traditions that grow within Judaism. From our Tuesday morning Bible study people, from the divided kingdom period, we have writers of biblical texts from both the northern kingdom, Israel, it comes to be called, although all of it is Israel, right? And southern kingdom, Judah. And we have respective names for God that come from both places, from both scriptural traditions. In the north, the predominant word for God is Elohim. And this is a place where lots of pagan idol statue worship takes place and creates lots of problems for the Israelites in the north. Baal and Asherah worshipers from the Phoenician gods of that place and time. Elohim is plural. God's name is plural. And we could translate it God of gods or God among gods. This is the God who ascends, transcends above other lesser deities and objects of worship. Elohim is the God of gods. And in the south, we get this tradition that grows up around the Hayah. We get the tradition that grows up around Yahweh. And later on, we'll translate that to Jehovah. This is where our whole Jehovah tradition comes from. Yahweh is the name of God predominantly used in the writings of the southern kingdom. So we have these different ways. Yahweh will be shortened into four consonants in Scripture, in Hebrew Scripture. It's called the Tetragrammaton. There's a $5 word for you. And a great trivia question. YHWH is the way we would transliterate it into our consonants. And they lack the vowels for this reason. God says, do not take my name in vain. Do not profane the name of God. Do not abuse or misuse the name of God. And so to avoid that completely, it's foreshortened to just this cryptic tetragrammaton of consonants so that there's no chance that anyone is going to inadvertently abuse that in its use. This is an ultra observance of Hebraic law. Names for God. The Bible is filled with them. Try this one. El Elyon. This is a northern kingdom name, right? El Elohim, El, El Elyon. God Most High. From Hebrew Scripture. El Olam. God of creation or God eternal gets used in both ways. Both of these in Genesis and in Exodus. El Shaddai. We have some songs that sing about El Shaddai that use this name of God. God Almighty. El Shaddai. All of these used in Hebrew scripture. And then we have the southern kingdom's contributions to this as well. The Yahwist tradition. Jehovah Adonai. We have songs that use the word Adonai as well. God is Lord. We have God proclaimed, and we have God's role and rule of authority. Yahweh Adonai, God is Lord. There are dozens of these. Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Jehovah Tsidkenu, God of righteousness. Jehovah Gael, God our redeemer. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And of course, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the God who orders the world according to God's goodness and grace. Dozens of these. And all of them represent people reaching for God and seeking understanding. Their experience, we were delivered, we were redeemed, Jehovah Jireh. God is the Redeemer. We were delivered. We are a gathered confederation of tribes under one God, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. These are people's experiences of God manifesting in the world, this active verb manifesting in creation and making itself, making God's self known to people. And people respond by attributing to God these names, these terms that describe their experience of that divine revelation. And so they continue, as you might imagine. There's lots and lots of them. I liken this, and I'm almost reluctant to do this, but I liken this to the old fable about the four blind seers. And this is not meant to be pejorative, so please don't think that I'm abusing God's name or blaspheming God. I would never do that. But the four blind seers are the ones who seek to know an elephant by reaching in the dark. You've heard this story. And one touches a trunk and says, well, this animal clearly is a giant serpent. And one touches a leg and says, this animal is like a tall tree. And one touches the side of the elephant and says, this animal is like a vast wall. And one touches the tail and says, well, clearly this animal is a broom. Everyone having these different experiences, God revealing God's self to people who seem to be almost reaching in the dark towards this one who is seeking at the same time to reach towards us and disclose, give the gift of God's self to us. And we feel our way in that darkness and we say, God must be like this. And God must be like this. And it's all true. Because these various experiences that they have in the Hebrew Testament continue on into Christian witness as well. Experiences of the divine manifestation of God. Enter Jesus. And we get an emphasis placed on a revelation of God that sustains us as God's people this day. And that is God as Father. There are very few references to God as Father in the Hebrew Testament. This is something that Jesus teaches from. We get one in Isaiah. You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. From of old is your name. The nature of God has existed from the beginning, the existent one. And we have come to know you as our Lord and our Redeemer, Isaiah says. You are our Father, our Pater, the head of household. So we get Isaiah referring to God as Father. And some places in the Psalms, we get a reference to the benevolent God. Father of orphans, protector of widows, is God in his holy habitation. Here is the one with the special heart for the weak, the oppressed, the downtrodden. God the benevolent. God refers to God's self as Father in one of the Psalms. They shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Here again are more names for God. These are all Jehovah and Elohim names. Our Father, the rock of my salvation, my God. And then, as a loving father to his children, as a father has compassion in Psalm 103, as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who honor him. As a father, this reference comes in. Jesus comes among us and shares this revelation. Jesus will refer to God with a word of his time, Abba, which means father, but discloses an even deeper and more intimate sense of that relationship, a loving, close relationship. It's the relationship he has with God. This is the way Jesus describes his relationship with God, is as Abba, Father. And it's a relationship that he invites all of us into. He doesn't say this as though he has some exclusivity or some special position with relationship to God. He says this is the nature of the relationship God wants to have with everyone, because this is the nature of God, Abba. He teaches us to pray, Our Father in heaven. Jesus self, as we talked last week, Yahushua, God is salvation, his name means. He's named after Joshua by an angel. Joseph and Mary are instructed. We get what Isaiah said about him. Again, the whole focus of our time last time. Wonderful counselor, almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here is one who comes in the name of God. Here is one who comes in the onoma, the character and essence of God, revealed in the flesh so that we can see it, embrace it, follow it, live into it ourselves. Jesus' living ministry is an embodiment of the onoma of God, and his invitation to us is for our living ministry to be that same embodiment of the onoma of God. Beginning with Haya, he says, I am. And he discloses God's way. He says, Haya, I am the way, the truth, and the life that leads to the very heart of the Father. And then he asks one thing, and one thing only from all of us. Follow me. Amen?
Faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not, as thou
thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, joined with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Please stand as you are able as we continue with our profession of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other and for the world. Let us pray. Lord God of all, God of our forefathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of all who came before, we worship you and praise your name from generation to generation. We give you thanks for your faithfulness and unfailing love, even when we have strayed from you and disappointed you by our actions and words. You are all loving, and your forgiveness knows no end. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy.
Lord God of all, just as you came to Moses in the burning bush and gave him your name, you come to us each day when we wake from sleep and greet the new day. Help us to answer when you call us, as Moses did, "Here I am." Instill in us courage and compassion to see the needs of those around us and answer your call to help. Give us the will to be your hands and feet to those who have no one to care for them. We pray for those who are hungry in body and spirit. May we be the ones to fill that need. We pray for those who are homeless. May we be the instruments in finding a place of belonging for them. We pray for those in prison. May we be the catalyst needed to help them find a new way. We pray for those who are unacceptable by some because of their faith, their nationality, their culture, or gender identity. May we be the ones who love without judgment. Hear us, O God. God of all, we pray for all those who are sick and in body, mind, and spirit, knowing full well you are always there. Today we lift up Jerry Flynn, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kikta, Tina Russ, Rosa Hatfield, Verla Cook, Joanne Mock, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Danny Santos, David Fetter, Rosaria Reyes, Shirley Schott at the death of her daughter, Lisa McNeely. We pray for Quinn Koch and Catherine Albin and the friends and family of Quinn's brother, Kurt Koch, at his passing. And we pray for Brian Hashke and the Hashke family at the death of Brian's father, Richard Hashke. We pray for all who suffer as a result of violence and oppression, and for all victims of disaster and human failings. And we pray blessings on Sparky Metz and Joyce Reese, who joined hearts and lives in their commitment ceremony yesterday. Hear us, O God. God of all, inspire the work of our partner, Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember the people and mission at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Austin. Bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of abiding love. Today, we lift up Rudy and Faye Weigelt, Darla, Don, Donnie, and Deanna Vowell, Bob Von Bieberstein, Alex, Jamie, Viviana, and Alexander Villalobos, Frank, Emma, Ella, Annie, and Abby Verswijveld. Hear us, O God. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
Jehovah, God of creation. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty, the balm of Gilead, the rock of ages. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee. He is the great I am, the God of Abraham. Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace I am, the God of Israel, the everlasting one. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee. He He's your provider, the Jehovah, the God of Eden, God of Messiah. His son he sent to you and testified of him. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia. He is Jehovah, Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee. He is Jehovah, the God that leadeth thee.
Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you, in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice, peace, healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
With all who will follow, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so, remembering me." In the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks. He shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember. We pray in the words our Lord has taught us, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. All who wish to come forward for blessing are welcome as well. I invite our communion servers and musicians forward. I invite you to be seated. The ushers will direct you.
Thank you. lift my face to the rising sun. O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. To the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me.
Let's stand and pray together. God of life, of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world. Your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives. You have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead. And you've given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and none go wanting. Pray with me. We give you thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. A few announcements today. Note that between the worship services and the activity center, we're having our welcome and orientation today. We have a number of folks who have already committed to coming and being with us for that. If you would like to come down, it's available and open to everyone. It's a great way to learn more about Abiding Love, its ministries, the way we're organized, the way we work, and opportunities to serve in ministry here. So that is available to all. We will be welcoming new members to worship next Sunday, the 12th. There is a table, or at least there should be, a table in the narthex for Children's Center Teachers Appreciation. So you have an opportunity to participate in that. We have a golf tournament that was scheduled for tomorrow. Sadly, the storm damage that Onion Creek resulted in, things we experienced on Friday night, have made it necessary for that to be postponed. So the golf tournament will be rescheduled. Stay tuned for some information about that, the details about that. And know that the church prize raffle will still happen today. So today at 12:30, between 12:30 and 1, I'm told, the raffle for the church prizes will still take place. And I am told you do not need to be present to win, but it would be great for you to be here if you can be. And then Reggie invited me to share that Danny Santos' benefit will be on June the...
First.
Saturday night.
I say a few words about that?
Okay.
Can I say a few words about that? Danny Santos, he's my son-in-law, and he was diagnosed with glioblastoma grade 4 in August of last year. And he's always wanted to take Tammy to Australia when their children grew up and they were childless for a while. And there's only a 5% survival rate for this disease. And this trip may never happen if they don't go now. And so due to ongoing medical bills and Danny unable to work, this trip wouldn't be possible without community support. So on June 1st, we will be hosting a Danny Santos benefit dinner, Danny Goes Down Under, at Abiding Love in the Activity Center. And tickets are on sale today and the rest of this month in the Northex, $50 per person and $75 per couple. Babysitting will be available for a fee, and we are accepting donations and silent auction items as well. And any leftover funds after the trip will go toward ongoing medical expenses. And if for tickets and information, you can see me out in the Northex, or Melissa or Steve. So thank you for your time, and we hope that you will help us with this benefit. Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie. You bear your name. It was given to you, and you bear it in life. But you bear also the name of the one who gives you life. You go in his name. And he will bless you in his name, bless you and keep you. He will make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. He will look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dismiss us with your blessing, fill our hearts with joy and peace. Let us each your love possessing, triumph in redeeming grace. Oh, refresh us, oh, refresh us, traveling through. Thanks we give and adoration for your gospel's joyful sound. Make the fruits of your salvation in our hearts and lives abound. Ever faithful to your truth. Your summons to obey. May we ever reign with you this endless day.
We go forth together,
sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Share that peace with each other and any who you meet this week.
God's peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you.